If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. Hey. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Hello, Leroy.
What's happening?
How are you feeling, buddy?
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I didn't even need the painkillers.
Oh, really?
The food probably relieved the pain.
What?
What was the first meal?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
Why?
Did you go to
Einstein? Well, he's only embarrassed if it was something not delicious. Like, what did you have?
Well, so as I was leaving, and I left at 6:30, 6:37, so which means that I was without food since for 24 hours.
Yep, that's oof.
And you ain't thinking right. You ain't thinking right. So I tried to figure out what was in the refrigerator. Then I said, you know what? Got some taste for some wings. But then I was thinking, we can't just go, you know, wing on an empty stomach.
Why not?
You get the wrong flavor, buddy. You in trouble. I said,
you
know what? I get barbecue. So I got some barbecue and some Key West. No, I'm good. Nothing happened.
Okay.
So
why is that embarrassing?
You know, my eyes got big,
mm-hmm.
and I figured I'd eat. I said I'd get 20 of each.
Of right? each?
No, not for just for me. We had other people. So I filled up my plate, and I was like, whoa. So I ate probably 12 of them, and then I had a little taste for something sweet. So we had some apple cobbler from Mission Barbecue. And then I had some apple cobbler and some ice cream. And
I know what
and
happened.
Then I was stuffed as a tick and I haven't eaten since.
Yes, what happens. When you're that hungry and you haven't eaten in a while, and then you finally do, you overindulge. And then now you're full.
Oh, let me tell you something. While I was eating it, delicious. I was watching some basketball. I watched some hockey for a second. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I never tuned into the hockey because every time when I finally settled down, it was 5-1. I'm like, not tonight.
Right. And so, I, you know, basically just trying to keep my legs elevated and go that route. But this is nowhere near the last one. Right. The last time I did it, they did something different. And remember, I told you they had to pump your leg full of fluid.
Oof.
And I couldn't get the fluid to go away. So my legs were like 2 times bigger. They didn't do that this time. So it's hardly nothing. In fact, when I got back to the holding area, I got up and went to use the bathroom and they were looking for me. Why are you walking? I'm like, this is nothing. Like, oh my God, but you just got out of anesthesia. If I fall, you'll get me.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
I gotta pee.
Don't you got those fancy socks too that don't make you slip?
Oh, the grippers? Oh, no, yeah. They had to take the grippers off once they put the bandages.
Ah.
It goes all the way down, like the scars go all the way down to my ankle.
So no extra swelling or nothing today?
No, not really. I mean, the problem is that the it's from my thigh all the way down to my ankles over my foot. It's bunching up because, you know, you can't do it too tight. So I'm trying to get a hold of somebody to see if I can just take the bandages off and put the compression stockings on.
At
least they'll stay fit. But other than that, I'm good, man. I've been walking around or whatever. Everybody's trying to tell me settle down. I'm like, listen, movement heals. The quicker you can move around,
you're beating science.
I'm not beating science.
You're beating science.
You're beating science, dude.
Look at you.
I'm not beating science.
You're beating science.
Wait, no. All you're doing is comparing me to 80-year-olds who normally get this.
No, I'm just telling you that you're beating science.
Yeah, I look like a spring chicken in there.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. The Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock. Like the Tiguan, the Taos, the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Let me tell you when you know you're getting old. Hmm? You know, you can say you have kids, grandkids. No. My grandmother was grandmother when she was 39 years old. Okay? That's not when you get old. When you go to the doctor and you're sitting in the waiting room, look at all the other people you're waiting in the waiting room with. That determines how old you are.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, I felt like little Tommy in that room. I'm just telling you. That's how you know how old you are. When you got to go get something checked and you go to the waiting room for all the other people getting the same thing checked, look at how old they are.
Well, it is Miami Heat opening night, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I see. Look, you got your game jeans on. You ain't too casual.
I got actual.
No, you can always tell when he's going to a game. He ain't coming in with flip flops and
I got shoes on. I know. I don't have flip flops on. I'm ready to be boots on the ground, dude. Boots on the ground.
Are you? Because the first night you gonna go extra early.
I always go the same time. My plan is always.
What time do you get there? Because you get there early.
I get there early. Because here's my plan. My plan is always, I would rather wait at as much as Bayside sucks, I would rather wait and find things to do over there for a little bit than sit in traffic.
I got
always.
You.
That's always my plan.
So what's the cutoff time? You know, everybody got a cutoff time before that traffic
hits. I'll probably head down like 3:30. 3:30. I'll peruse around here for a little bit, do some stuff. I'll edit some stuff.
It's Tuesday.
It's so Wednesday.
There'll be people there. I mean, shoot. My day
Kick
is
Saving
a
Beauty
up.
By Leroy.
Yeah. That's when you know I'm okay and I ain't on no medication.
The Heat welcome in the Orlando Magic tonight. Of course, it is Pat Riley night. Pat Riley is having the court named after him. Eric Reed will join us later on in the program today. He did a one-on-one with Pat Riley. They're going to air tonight on FanDuel Sports Network Sun.
Wait, what? That's the name of the station?
Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah. It should change. It's FanDuel Sports Network Sun.
So is the initials
FanDuel
SSN?
Yes.
Jeez.
So, and then there's another one, though. There's N and there's
Then there's FanDuel Sports Network Florida, which is, I believe, where you'll get Marlins games
so this
year.
So basically, Bally's just got brought out by FanDuel?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. I mean, that's all they had to say. Just FanDuel.
Yeah. And I don't even know if they got bought out so much as, like, they got the license. They're basically licensing the ownership because it's owned by Diamond. So whatever that is, that's basically now
What's
FanDuel.
What's going on with that? It seems like a lot of teams are using that this broadcast station to – obviously broadcast the games. I guess whatever the deal with Bally's and some of these teams. Bally's,
I don't know. No, Bally's I think there has to. Right? I think there has been negotiations because some have pulled, and I know some teams are just independently broadcasting
like
or MLB are just broadcasting. The Panthers left. The Panthers went to Scripps. So,
well,
no.
You know, the Yankees have their own network.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But for those who don't, which most don't, no.
But that's how you get the money to be able to afford the players.
Oh, yeah.
And you control everything.
That's why the Dodgers can spend whatever
they got their own, right.
Remember the Dodgers did that, and then like half of the LA couldn't even see it because like they had
It was absolutely the worst.
Yeah, they had a crazy standoff.
Right, because there was a battle between Time Warner and the Dodgers. That's the other thing. The cable companies also have a battle with the teams as well because they don't want to lose money, obviously.
Right.
So they don't want the network specifically for a particular sport, just to be on.
Right.
So, I think FanDuel.
Those teams want like say Time Warner. They want them to buy the rights to show their programming. That means you don't get none of the advertising or nothing. You're just showing their stuff.
Well, if you go in tonight and you see different mics, mic flag, the only difference for you guys is mic flags and logos. It's on the same place on your network and all that. So no changes to that if you're not going to the arena. Pat Riley, there will be an extended halftime tonight to give him the court. And we'll talk to the OG voice of the Miami Heat, Eric Reed. He will join us.
I think this is the one situation that Pat Riley will feel uncomfortable.
I was just thinking the same.
It's exactly what Eric Spoelstra said yesterday.
He doesn't like it being about himself.
He doesn't. Like he does. In fact, when the team gets too much praise, he kind of goes and hides even more. Right? Yeah. You guys take that. You get that. That's Spo. That's, you know what I mean. And so it's good that he'll be acknowledged, but I can just imagine how uncomfortable he's going to be.
Last night, the NBA season got underway, Leroy.
I watched the Lakers get a big lead, bring Bronny in, and lose it.
But they won the game.
They won the game.
But let me tell you, hey, that coach ain't no dummy. They had like a 20-something lead, dominating, rebounding, and all that.
It was perfectly played by J.J. Redick. He's like, all right, that's a 7-0 run. Get him out of here.
Yep. The thing is that what I can't understand about him, he doesn't do anything.
You're talking about Bronny?
Bronny, right. Like, he stands around. Like, dude, you're little. You got to be active as hell.
He was playing hot potato with, he was giving the ball right back to Pops. He had that one, very nice for the James family. I wouldn't say that I got the goosies watching it. I probably would have if he hit that three, because that objectively would have been really cool.
That would have been James to James?
Yeah, that would have been cool. I still just sat there last night and been like, I don't understand at 41 how he can jump like that.
I was more
in awe of that than I was the moment. They had the Griffies there. Like, it did feel a little manufactured, but cool for them.
Watching him play basketball and watching some of the kids that he's playing basketball with, and to think you still can't beat daddy, right? That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, like, you wanted a chance at the title, you still can't get it. He's 40
and he's still the best.
It's amazing.
He jumps too high for his age.
It's amazing. And it's also amazing to watch him and Bronny standing next to each other and realize that, yes, they are related, because they may look a little alike.
Most people are not 6'8".
Right, but that's not,
it's perfectly reasonable height for it's not like he came out 5'4", but, you know.
Was he like 6'1"?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bron's 6'8", 270.
I saw Julius Randle go at him one time. I was like, oof, all right. Because you get these switches on you in the NBA, they're going to
Hunt.
Oh my goodness!
When he had Bronny. He defended a couple of times.
Listen, he's going to be. Let me tell you something about Bronny. He's going to be going against Zion Pullen a lot, because he's going to Sioux Falls, whatever LA Sioux Falls is.
Yeah.
He's going to have to go. Like, they got this done. He needs to go develop.
He's going
now.
There, and like next week he'll be in the G League, and then he'll come up during Christmas so that they can have the Christmas moment. Every holiday he'll come.
Are there any more other moments to have? They just had
Christmas.
Their moment.
Christmas, and then LeBron.
Well, you got to get the assist to the assist, one way or the other. So
what, he has to score his first point? Like, that's the next thing?
Wait. And his dad got to be the
It's going to be Christmas.
The assist.
They play, who they play Christmas Day? They play somebody.
Probably Boston. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, it's usually some crap like that. Yeah, they'll probably have him there. They'll
Speaking of Boston, I was actually rooting for them last night, Vlad.
To break the record?
Yeah.
I mean, holy smokes. Look, it got to the point where it just got ridiculous, right?
Well, I mean, it was no different than what they did last season. Boston's a team. If they hit their threes, you're not going to beat them.
They hit 29 three-pointers yesterday. Yeah. They blew out the Knicks, 132-109. Tatum had his little revenge game because everybody was disrespecting him all summer. 37 points.
11.
10 assists, 8 of 11 from downtown.
Couldn't do that against South Sudan.
But what I was he could not. But what I was rooting for Boston was, it would have taken the Heat out of the history books.
Wait, the Heat? Who did the Heat give up?
They were the Milwaukee team in 2020.
Oh.
They were the Milwaukee team. It was in an empty gym. It was actually one of these funny things.
Was that a COVID game?
It was a COVID game. It was a COVID game. It was a COVID game here, though. It was not a COVID game in the bubble.
Oh, so it was the following.
It was first half of the next year, and it was one of those games where I was just like, oh.
Literally the next day for the Heat, considering they went all the way to the finals in the bubble.
Yeah, it was it was one of those where you're like at this game and you're like, man, this feels like an ass kicking. And I didn't even realize it was a record. Because it was one of those antiseptic things where like, oh, nobody's there. Just like watching basketball, nobody's here. We had to sit, like, remember the media sat in the upper deck?
Yeah.
Weird. But either way, Boston wasn't able to get it done last
night. They hit 29, and after they hit the 29 three-pointer, they missed 13 in a row.
That's crazy.
You see what I mean?
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I thought, because it was like, they hit it at like 11 minutes left
in the fourth quarter. Yeah.
I thought they were going to smash the record.
I was like, oh my God, we might give up 43 pointers in this game.
What'd you think of your new look, Knicks? Too great.
Offensively, good. Defensively, we stunk. And I am very worried about Mikal Bridges. All of a sudden, he's Markel Fultz. He can't shoot.
Well,
he was a 40% three-point shooter. Here's the
thing. You guys got duped. This is one of those things with Mikal Bridges, who's a very nice player. He had like four games where he was Brooklyn Bridges. Like that. He's not like a –
I'm not expecting him to be 25 points there, Tobin, but he's supposed to at least hit an open three.
Okay, but he's more Justice Winslow than he is he is, dude. Like, he's a stopper.
He is not Justice
Winslow. Well, he ain't stopped nobody. Yeah, like, all these guys, like, yeah, like, I think they need it, especially on the Tibbs team, right? Like, at some point, the defense got to pick up. Don't worry about, like, the offense.
It's the first of 82, but I didn't like the fact that these guys are supposed to be – we signed them to be particularly effective against Tatum and Brown, and Tatum and Brown did anything that they went to last night. But it's one of 82.
The big one of 82, though. I mean,
how is it a big one?
It was a record breaker, you know.
I mean, whatever. I mean, dude, they got their rings. You know how nasty it would have been to lose by 30 points on your ring night?
I don't have to wonder. The Heat did that.
I know. That's why I set you up for that.
Whoa!
I don't have one. But either way, rings were gotten. I mean, one of yours rusted from the 70s?
It's rusted. It might not even have any diamonds anymore. But you know,
what did they give him? Pocket watches back then?
I mean, they used to give them, remember, was it baseball? They gave watches?
Yeah, they gave pocket watches.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, if you go to Cooperstown, they have a really cool, I don't know if it's still there because I haven't been to Cooperstown in a hot minute, but there's like a whole thing where they have the World Series, like they'll do like the whole lineage of World Series rings, and then you'll get to a certain point, it's pocket watches.
That's sad.
I know. Well, there's a reason the cheap-ass owners got an entire team to throw a World Series for gamblers.
That is true. That is true.
Take a break. Lots to get into here on a Wednesday. It is Heat opening night right here. You'll be able to hear it on 560 WQM back after this. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here, 560 WQAM. It's a Miami Heat opening night, ladies and gentlemen. Got all your coverage here for you, 560 WQAM. Jack, Amy Audibert with the call.
I'm excited.
Tommy Tighe, Solana.
I'm really excited about the start, just seeing what we've seen in preseason, how they're going to all put it together. To see it get started on the first night, but I actually... And I know this is going to sound crazy, right? But I want to see how long they can sustain it, right? Before, oh, no, two guys, right? Oh, he's going to miss this game. Oh, because that's what we've
the
had
health,
the
health
two or three
is,
years.
That's,
right.
I got you.
So although I'm excited about what they have, we've been excited the last 3 years. And then a quarter into the season, 20 games into the season, whatever it may be, we're all saying, okay, now when this guy gets back, oh, he's going to miss a couple of games. And next thing he's out 2 months.
Yeah, I get you. I feel like people are getting a little bit too crazy and bogged down on the number. Like, I think Jimmy's going to, all things considered, is going to play into the 60s. I hope it's the high 60s. I hope, like, people who are like, oh, he's going to play 75 games. I just feel like you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Like, it's not happened for him in a decade. So, you know, that's.
Again, but he's in a different place right now. Now, I think he has to prove his durability. Okay? Who's gonna give him an extension on 60 games?
Somebody.
Because if you but you have to understand that if you sign in Jimmy to be Jimmy,
mm-hmm.
he's gonna have to make a significant impact. And missing 25 games is not it.
I don't want to get like I agree with your points, but I also have looked at the history of the guy's career and we know what it is. Like, he does miss his games. Now all of a sudden it's a thing because of what happened last year, and he got hurt at the very worst time, which is right before the playoffs started. But they do need to take the regular season more seriously. They can't, I think Ron Rothstein said the terms today on Joe, you can't cheat the season. And I do think that that's what happened last year, is he and the Heat thought they could kind of just mold through it. And now also, it was a crazy year on top of Jimmy being out. Because, as you mentioned, yeah. everybody else got – Terry got hurt. Duncan got hurt. Like, they had a record amount of starting lineups. So I do think there was an element of bad luck to it, too.
Here's what I know to be factual, okay? I don't have a issue with guys getting hurt. Everybody gets hurt, banged up. You need to rest yourself, okay? But when you take precautionary measures
right,
and take games off of that – and then get hurt.
Dude, look at the friggin' Sixers. Like, they already were talking about this year. They walked into it, and Joel's like, not playing back-to-backs. I'm not going to go. You know, the whole point is being ready for the playoffs.
He gets banged up.
Well, he's not. He's out the first week of the season.
Right.
He got hurt in camp.
Right.
And Paul George did, too.
Go right. believe. He's not playing tonight either.
No!
He's not playing tonight.
Hey, go believe in that team. Please. Go ahead. Enjoy the Kyle Lowry show, everybody. Caleb Martin, congratulations. Caleb Martin's like, this feels all too familiar. Not a team, nobody plays.
Is that way? Oh, yes, right. He went to Philly because he
sure did.
He didn't take the bag that Miami offered him.
He did not. He did not. Which I gotta tell you, I'm not. I like Caleb Martin as a player, and I don't mean to sound like a rat bastard. I don't feel like they're gonna miss him because I do feel like there was gonna be more of a shift to Jaime. There was going to be more of a shift to Nico. And also, I think Haywood Highsmith can do all the defensive stuff that he can do. So I really, like, if you would have told me they would have put him down for, like, a 5-year deal they were offering, I'm like, I feel like you're just doing that so you don't, like, lose him for nothing. I don't know if you really are in this spot where you need Caleb Martin. He's a good player, and I think he's going to help Philadelphia. He's very much proven himself as a playoff player.
Right.
But, you know, it's one thing to have him as the lovable two-way story, and then it's another thing to pay him $15 million a year or whatever he ended up getting. I think he actually ended up getting $9 million. I mean, some of these contracts. Do you see what these rookie contracts are going now? It's crazy.
Wait a minute. Aren't these usually after 3 years, don't they get a rookie extension?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You see some of these deals that are going out there?
But some of these guys are doing the 2+1 now.
They're getting like $30 million their first contract, like $35 million.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, whew, they're making Tyler Herro look like a bargain. It's crazy.
Which when all these guys a couple of years ago were getting these extensions and we were going woof, and we also commented that in a couple of years this is going to be
crazy, dude.
Guys getting 50, 60 million.
You mentioned Eric Spoelstra and talked about Pat Riley, making Pat Riley uncomfortable. Spo did bring this to the table yesterday. He's like, he can't wait to make Pat Riley uncomfortable today.
Yeah, it's going to be a really special night. I'm looking forward to it. It is just a really, really cool thing that we all get to be a part of. You know, we get to make him uncomfortable, you know, for a night. He doesn't like all this attention. You know, he's pushed us in so many ways out of our comfort zones, you know, over the years. We get to flip the tables on him, shine the light on him, celebrate him. You know, I can't wait for that. He's brought us all along on this ride. And we're just really grateful, you know, for this culture and this organization, you know, that he and Mickey have built. but it's the ultimate, you know, sign of respect having that signature on the floor. You know, what we're joking about on the sideline is any of our players find a loose ball and it's anywhere near that name, you better be going down head first and come up with that ball.
Fair point. Here's the look at it for those who want to see it on our YouTube and Twitch page. You guys can look how it's going to look tonight.
Has it been on the floor for preseason?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
so it
but,
hasn't been out there.
But I believe it's out there now.
All right. I have questions.
Look at that. Sure. Oh, gooseies. What do you have questions about, man?
Which player you think is going to disrespect the court?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, in a game, a heated competitive game, somebody probably hits a three. And then somebody, like, you know, wipes their foot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, something to that
Seems
effect.
Like a lame Tatum move that he would try and copy from Kobe or something.
I would
like
say
that.
It would be Nick.
Actually, I think it would be a 76er.
Like, ooh, Joel Embiid? Fine. Joel Embiid does the DX chop on Pat Riley?
Maybe a DX chop. Or just, like, you know, what, you know, wipe your foot, you know, like... Like, before you go into somebody's house, you know how you
Yeah, there's not many players I think that would do it, but I think, like, Joel, if I think of the guys who I think would do it, Ant's not going to do it because he wants to come here. But but Joel Embiid, I think Joel, if I pick Joel Embiid and I pick Tatum, I think, like, Steph, those would be the guys.
I could see Steph Curry doing this right on, like, right, like, as he stands on a Riley name and then he just goes.
But
sleep.
I think here's what's going to happen.
He might hit it from the signature.
Wait, think about this. It's on the court. So anything that anybody does, they might not even be paying attention.
No, but you know there are particular players, or they know. Like, if they hit a game winner, if they hit a game winner,
of course,
you know, they'll
Steph can pretty much do anything. Ain't nobody gonna badmouth Steph.
You think Danny Ainge is gonna tell Lauri Markkanen to do it when the Jazz come to town?
Well, Kessler, he'll have Kessler.
Walker Kessler, yeah.
By the way,
what's that?
I was watching that Lakers game.
Hmm?
Boy, they got an intangibles group, don't they?
Oh, Dalton Connect?
Well, I mean,
West Side Connect?
Listen, they're coached by King Intangibles.
You know what I saw? When I saw Connected there, I started singing Rex and Effect. Nee, 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 nee.
All I wanted to do was zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah.
They have King Intangibles as their coach.
He's going to get, he's going to lead the league in technical fouls.
You think so?
Yeah, you could tell. You already could tell.
I'm already annoyed by him. I'm already annoyed by him.
I mean, look, not for nothing. That is the most, maybe it's the first game, but that is the most energy that team has played with in a minute, right?
They were hopped up a mountain.
Standing around, not standing around and stuff like that.
It's going all according to plan. What I need.
Hey, let me tell you, you know, and I hate that I do this. Mm-hmm. I'm still a little groggy from the surgery. Mm-hmm. I'm watching TV. And I'm watching, you know, Big Frenchie on the floor with Ant-Man. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a perfect scenario for Tobin.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because in a year, Ant-Man's going to say, get me out of here. Right. Because they look terrible. And he's yelling on the court after game one.
Yep.
Let's go.
Interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
You're just saying... What's obvious, Leroy? I don't have to put it out there.
Rudy Gobert's going nowhere.
I might
nowhere.
Still be under the, you know.
Ant Edwards is going nowhere, man. Rudy just got a bag yesterday. He got 130 million.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
So he's going nowhere. Ooh.
Rudy Gobert got an extension yesterday, too. Extension. I think he took a haircut on his player.
You know
option.
Why? You know why? Because he wasn't getting that 130 million.
Well, they have a weird ownership battle going on right now. Because, like, A-Rod is trying to get control of the team, and because the old owner is not stepping away. He's like claiming they didn't hit their payments on time, and supposedly that's like another holdup. And I know Levitard's put like some stuff on this where he said like if A-Rod doesn't get ownership. Then the GM is going to walk, and then that is going to lead to more disarray with Ant because he's got a relationship. I don't know. I'm just telling you, this stuff's out there, dude.
No, Ant does have a great relationship with Alex, and they were going to sell the organization to Alex and his partner, his business partner. Then I think all of a sudden the owner realized, wait a minute, this team is actually good. Maybe Ant won't sell it.
I know.
He pulled some. That's some shadiness.
He did some shady stuff, man. He did some shady stuff. But Leroy is right. That Rudy Gobert is a big stiff, which you don't want on the court. Pretty much. You do want that in the bedroom. That's why you want to try Blue Chew.
Wee wee.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. So whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, or you're single, you're trying to impress somebody new, Blue Chew is for you. Chew it and do it. No doctor's visits, because it's all online, man. No pharmacy lines. Just ships right to your door in a discreet package. Although you're not going to be having a discreet package after some Blue Chew. Let me tell you about that. Anyway, I got a special deal for all our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY. You use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. That's BlueChew.com. Use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free at BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com.
You are listening to the sounds of WNE Posse.
Yeah.
Rap shit.
All I want to do is on my zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. All I want to do is on my zoom.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. What's going on, Leroy? Doesn't have his headphones on?
Oh, he doesn't have his headphones. I'm playing a song for him.
I know. He doesn't
he
see does, it.
He doesn't see it. He doesn't see anything.
What are you doing, dude?
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing, dude?
I called Big Spoon, and she called me back right before the segment started, so I was trying to text her.
Ah, gotcha.
He has to text the wife back.
Of course.
Before work. That's first and foremost.
Although she does use that, you know, the rules of that loosey-goosey.
Our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. And we got a
big-ass TV.
Yeah, they got a big-ass TV, man. $250 gift card so you can see some football, some Heat tonight. Maybe you go to Dave & Buster's. You watch opening night. Panthers, don't watch last night. Inter Miami as they go into the MLS playoffs. You guys can enter this contest. Go to WQM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Ohio. Might be a great place to watch the Canes game this week. Did you see Cam Ward, Leroy? They just released, Adidas has just released a new commercial as he is their new signature football athlete.
Ben Grund. Moving in silence. Working my way up. Better every year. The work. The dreams, this is it. I'm gonna take it all. Why not me? Cameron Ward, Adidas football.
Well, wow. There goes the chances of Nike going back to Miami. No, because you know.
Well, listen, I don't think Adidas was gonna let Nike poach him.
I'm just saying my theory was, you know, the Canes have not been the same since they went to the Shells. But, you know, they left the swoosh for the Shells. I'm just saying, when they were the swoosh, they were winning national titles.
That's true. I mean, all of that, ACC, you know, a lot of that stuff for sure.
You know, but then when they went to Shells, you know, cool stuff, but they haven't won.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they got this guy. Now this guy, if he's doing a commercial with Adidas, that means he's got an Adidas deal probably already.
Who is the coolest?
Yeah, they could pay him.
Who is the feature Adidas person in basketball?
Ant-Man.
He's Adidas now?
Yeah, and it's always been Adidas.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's
his
been
shoes are kind of weird looking. They look like cheese blocks.
I don't want to take a shot at the Shells Corporation because they make some nice, good leisure sneakers, but basketball sneakers, not too nice, not too good.
Wow.
But you know what? And I'll say this. Most basketball shoes aren't good because the Jordans work great on turf.
Mm-hmm.
I wore Jordans on turf because you got that little extra layer of cushion. But it, like, went when you play basketball in them, it went through your knees, hips. It was really no cushion. They actually don't have a lot of cushion underneath. So they've changed a little bit with the foam that they use now underneath shoes. But no, I couldn't play basketball in Jordan.
I remember Rick Barry would always come on the radio and he would swear that he had the singular technology on these shoes that would prevent ankle sprains, but he was apparently blacklisted from shoe companies.
Oh yeah.
It just sounded like a Rick Barry kind of claim.
Underhand.
Cam Ward is still your Heisman favorite, tied with Genty from Boise State, both plus 200.
Here's I have a question. This is involving shoes.
Yep.
Now, how are they doing? Because keep in mind, Adidas is also Hurricanes.
Right.
Now, what happens? Can Nike can't go for a kid?
I don't know.
Because it goes by the team shoe.
Yeah, I don't think he can. I don't think
he can only do Adidas.
I think that was the only thing he could do with Cam, where it can be with Adidas.
That's what I'm saying.
It probably would be one of those things that's similar to UFC. Like, if he had to do it, it'd probably be like only on social media. He wouldn't be able to wear stuff to games. So, because, like, for example, I know a lot of fighters have clothing deals, but they are not allowed to wear it fight week. They cannot wear it anytime during fight week. They cannot wear it for any UFC. And if, like, you know, you'll see, like, the behind the scenes, the countdowns, they'll make them change. Some guys have showed up to, like, weigh-ins wearing Nikes, and they'll, like, make them tape over their shoes because they get a kit to wear for the week. Like, they'll give you free clothes for the week. But it was, like, this was a whole thing. Like, people got really pissed with the fighters because they used to get a lot of money for whatever they got to wear for fight week. It was the most publicized week. And then the UFC ousted everybody, and they did their own uniform deal.
Dana's unbelievable. But this happened in 92 in the Olympics with the Dream Team.
Oh, remember Jordan wore the...
Jordan, he's Nike guy.
Yeah, like he
didn't want to wear the Reebok clothing, so he put the flag over the Reebok label.
Well, that was what's his face's? That was the other Celtic, the good one, the one better than Tatum, Jaylen Brown. He was saying that, like, he was like, oh, this is a Nike conspiracy as to why he was ousted from the team.
The better Celtic. I love you. I love how you just...
I'll tell you who nobody's. I'm no shoe guru or nothing like that. As you can tell, I usually have my toes out. But I'll tell you who nobody buys their shoes. I can just tell you this because I can always get it on the cheap skis. Nobody's buying these Giannis's. Nobody's buying the Freaks. You go to any discount shoe store, they got every model of Freak you want. Telling you.
So what are you trying to say? Would it be like that if he was in Miami?
I don't know. I don't know. Hard to say.
Nobody's buying Lee Ning's.
Hard to say.
Wait, you trying to take a shot at Jimmy and D Wade?
I'm just saying.
Well, like, you can't get Lee Ning. You got to buy them online.
Right. They're hard to get.
I'll tell you where
they're buying them. They're not expensive either.
I'll tell you where they are buying them. China. Because I see these tours that they go on, and they shut down malls for these guys.
Shutting down malls for these guys. That's crazy.
I know. Wild, man.
That's a crazy life.
Jimmy Butler made a guy cry. He gave him his shoes.
Did you call him Jimmy Butler?
No, I call him Jimmy Butler.
You said Jimmy Butler.
It's not like you said Jimmy Butler.
Listen, I didn't... We have
audio, so we'll go back to it.
It's not what you did the other day to Kansas City.
What did he do?
What are you talking about?
Well, he made city a different word. Put a shh in front of it.
Oh, my God.
No, I did.
Oh, whatever, dude.
Well, speaking of Kansas City,
they just signed.
How you gonna do that? How you gonna give great teams even more weapons?
What are the Titans supposed to do? The Titans supposed to care? You know,
would they trade it for him?
They traded for him. Yeah, he's going. He's going for, I think, a conditional fourth rounder.
What are the Titans gonna do with him? With Levi?
Nothing. Right. Yeah, they're not gonna do anything.
But that's the same thing that happened with the Browns. And them getting rid of one of their wide receivers.
Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, what are you doing? It's not like if you're not going to get him the ball. It's which like reminds me, I might not be liked in Cleveland after today.
Uh-oh. You're going to do your hit today, huh?
Yeah, but.
You going to go in?
Yeah, that's today.
I'm going in what they did to Deshaun Watson.
Oh, you going in on the fans.
Yeah.
You might not be invited back to
can
the
we
dog tune,
can we bring this up live? I want to hear what you had to say.
It's embarrassing, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, I don't care what you think about a person. You know, you could hate them, you could whatever, but we don't wish harm on anyone. Like, I don't care who you are, right? Like, you know how evil you got to be to say, I'm glad he's hurt? Like, come on. Like, I don't care how big of a fan you are.
Yeah,
you can be a fan and say, I'm glad that the guy's not playing or whatever, but you never still don't talk about
it. It's bad. It's like rooting for injury in any case, whether the guy's a scumbag or not, is not a nice thing.
Right. That's
honestly, it has nothing to do with him as a person. It had to do with the fact that he sucks at football right now. If he was good at football, they'd all be crying in the stands.
But, of course. Still,
they don't really care about him as a person.
But still.
No, I know.
There's got to be a
cutoff. I'm just saying, like, anybody who's making a moral high ground on it, being like, well, he deserves the booze because of what he is. I'm like, yeah, but they're not booing or cheering based on Deshaun Watson, the guy. They're booing him because he sucks at football now, and they're glad that he's done playing football. That's why.
Right. Exactly.
They had already done the reasoning with themselves of all the baggage they were bringing in.
Right.
I saw all the Browns tailgates.
Come on, bro. If he threw 36 touchdowns and 5 interceptions.
Oh, you'd have people, weeping in the stands.
Weeping in the stands.
I know that. But under no circumstances do you celebrate an injury of your player.
No, you don't. You don't. You're not supposed to celebrate any injury.
No, right. Like, man, come on. So now and you worse than Philadelphia.
They are.
Say that.
They're kind of sneaky. You know,
you're worse than Philadelphia because you cheered your own guy getting hurt.
Hey, Leroy, don't forget to mention when you go on there. Don't forget that they also ran Baker out of town with a noodle arm that he was playing hurt, and you guys didn't appreciate that either. No, pleasing you, rats.
I always think that was more the team.
Nah, come on, Hadfield.
You guys got on Odell, and Odell left and won a Super Bowl with the Rams.
Yep. Don't forget about that.
Listen, if you go to all the bad teams now. Or the bad organizations, there's a lot of that. A lot of quick changes, no patience, no, you know what I mean, with the coaches, with the staff, with the players.
That's fine.
You change quarterbacks every other year. Nobody has any.
Listen, if the Lions are doing what they're doing, it shows you anybody can climb out of the sludge.
You just got to be patient with it, though.
But.
Okay, look at the you, people don't realize that it didn't happen in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it took a couple of years. And they were patient with Dan Campbell. They were patient with finding a quarterback. They were patient with their draft picks. And then they finally put it together and it started working. Everybody tends to want it to work right now. Oh, we got a guy right now. Don't work like that. So, yeah, man. Like, I've always been that guy. You know me. I've always been on the air of I'm going to be more patient than most about turning things around and whether a player works or not or whatever. But fans don't have to be, evidently. Even though, if you want your team to win, like, it's like Chop Robinson. The only thing I get on Chop Robinson about is, why are we expecting him to do anything different than he did when he was in college? That's what he did in college. So now we say, oh, he don't make no plays. He just gets close. That's what the complaint was when he came out of college.
Don't forget to mention, when you go on Cleveland, don't forget to mention the time they cheered when Stipe got knocked out because he wore the Lakers LeBron jersey. Don't forget about mentioning that.
Hey. Mm. Hey, man. Hey.
It never happened.
Hey.
I was going to amp it up more. I was going to nasty.
Stipe wouldn't do that.
He would never do
that. That dude is about as Cleveland as they get.
He would wear a Dellavedova jersey before he wore a LeBron Lakers jersey.
Come on now, Tobin. Give Cleveland some – just cut them some slack.
Why?
It's been a tough week for them. They got knocked out of the LCS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. Their football team doesn't know where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to root for the Cleveland Cavaliers for the next 6 months?
No. They got Spider.
They always
he wanted
have
to
Spider.
Stay there.
They got Spider. They got
did
Allen.
Did they make it to the play-in last year?
They made it to the second round last year.
They made
second
it to the second round.
And oh,
they were in a dogfight. They were in a dogfight with Orlando in the playoffs.
And then, but like that's not terrible. Like if you can get to the playoffs every year,
they
right?
Do, yeah,
like,
but you got to.
People say, oh, but you can't. Like you can't get there. Figure it out then. Figure out your moves then. Don't just say we suck. We can only get to the first round.
But Leroy, if you get to the first round 3 years in a row and you get knocked out, after a while, it gets kind of tired.
They're just a weird team.
Wait, here. What team in the East? And I'm gonna say this, knowing that I'm a fan of the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if the next 2 or 3 years. The Boston Celtics get to the finals. Does it make every other team in the East a failure? Because they are really good.
But if you're making, okay,
they did it when the Heat were when the Heat had the big three and they were getting to the finals. Hell, LeBron made it to the finals, what, nine straight years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nine out of ten.
So does that make everybody else in the East a failure?
Yeah, I mean, they
because
sent...
you're playing against that guy.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing, though. Kind of. Because what happened was Mike Budenholzer got shipped out of Atlanta. DeMar DeRozan got shipped to San Antonio. So, okay. Yeah, eventually you do hit your point where you're like, we got to do something.
You can think that, but it didn't matter who was there. You wasn't beating them.
But you try.
I think Schmeathen says right where he says you're sounding very Giannis-y right now.
Yeah, like I don't get this right now, Leroy. I don't get it. If I get to the final, if I get to the playoffs 2 years in a row, 2-3 years in a row, and I'm meeting the same team, and I push the Heat, the big three Heat to six or seven games. What do you think the expectations are the following season?
I get what you're saying. I'm saying that you do try to improve your team. But when it gets to that point, they usually start firing coaches and stuff.
Right. That's what happens when you improve the team and you don't win.
It's not the coach, though,
if you're talking about the scenario you're talking about.
We got to take a break, Leroy. We're way over. We got to take a break. Hour two is next.